This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Tempers are fraying at the international talks on climate change in Bali, Indonesia. Nations are trying to agree on a roadmap for future negotiations on cutting greenhouse gas emissions. In a speech at Bali, former Vice President Al Gore condemned the Bush administration's stance.
I am going to speak an inconvenient truth. My own country, the United States, is principally responsible for obstructing progress here in Bali. We all know that. We all know that.
NPR's Richard Harris joins us now from Bali. And Richard, what exactly is Gore talking about here? Why does he say the U.S. is being obstructionist?
Well, Robert, everyone wants a framework for an agreement to come out of this meeting and one that charts out all the key ingredients for a treaty. But the U.S. came in here saying they wanted as little detail in that framework as possible, and Europe wanted more detail. The real flashpoint here was over actually discussing what future emissions targets would be. The purpose of this meeting is not actually to negotiate those new targets, but Europe wanted at least to list one very aggressive goal in the document's non-binding preamble. The U.S. didn't even want that, so Europeans got so fed up about that that some European minister said, well, if you don't let us put these numbers in the preamble, we're not going to go to your climate meeting, Mr. Bush, that he has planned for January in Hawaii. So they feel very strongly about this.
We heard some applause for Al Gore's speech. How did it actually go over with the people there?
Well, his speech was a very motivational talk, and he scolded the administration for obstructing the talks. And what he really went on to say was the delegates should leave a blank space in the document for the next U.S. administration to fill in, and he was optimistic that the next administration would be more in tune with Europe on climate change issues. In the room, he got a really loud round of applause, and I think he really intended to be encouraging. But interesting, some European ministers came away feeling that Gore sort of let them down because he was sort of saying, you know, you can't really expect the Bush administration to move. You should just not fight over your language right now. So I'm not sure that was the intended result.
Mm-hmm. You've covered a lot of these climate negotiations. Is this sort of last-minute drama typical of them?
Yeah, not only is last-minute drama typical, it's de rigueur, but it's also true that this same drama plays out at the climate talks. Europe always has a much more aggressive stance than the United States does, and Europe always finds a way to make a big point of that in the talks and ends up looking greener by highlighting its less ambitious United States position. So this happens, yeah.
So for you in Bali, it's already Friday morning. That means the last day of the meeting has begun already. What are you expecting the outcome will be?
Well, it's always dangerous to predict outcomes of things, but I'll say that environmental groups are quite happy with the text that's floating around right now that's been negotiated and debated overnight. And if it has survived the night, which we'll find out in a little while, it does contain the key provisions that form a good solid roadmap for a future treaty. It has a mechanism to help the most vulnerable nations. It talks about technology and financing, and it leaves room to negotiate these targets, even if they aren't mentioned in this text right now.
Okay. Thank you, Richard.
My pleasure.
That's NPR's Richard Harris at the climate change talks in Indonesia.